Bedtime Bites presents The Squirrel Who Discovered the Stars. In a lush forest where the trees stretched their branches high into the sky, there lived a curious little squirrel named Leo. Leo was different from the other squirrels in the forest. While they spent their days gathering acorns and chasing each other through the branches, Leo's bright eyes were always searching for something more. One day, as the sun began to set, Leo noticed something peculiar. Tiny pinpricks of light were appearing in the darkening sky above the treetops. Fascinated, he scampered to the highest branch of the tallest oak tree in the forest. "What are those twinkling lights?" Leo wondered aloud, his fluffy tail twitching with excitement. A wise old owl named Hoot overheard Leo's question and swooped down to perch beside him. "Those, my young friend, are called stars," Hoot explained. "They've been up there all along, but you can only see them when it's dark." Leo's eyes widened with wonder. "Stars," he repeated softly, savoring the new word. "They're beautiful." From that moment on, Leo couldn't wait for nightfall. As soon as the sun dipped below the horizon, he would race to the top of the oak tree to watch the stars appear. He even started to recognize patterns in the sky, connecting the dots with his imagination. One night, Leo noticed a particularly bright star that seemed to move across the sky. Curious, he asked Hoot about it. "Ah," said Hoot, "that's not a star at all. It's a planet called Venus. There are many wonders in the night sky, Leo." Excited by this new discovery, Leo decided to share his knowledge with the other forest animals. He invited his friends, rabbits, deer, and other squirrels, to join him on the oak tree at night. At first, the other animals were skeptical. "Why would we want to stay up past our bedtime?" they asked. But Leo's enthusiasm was contagious. "Trust me," he said, his eyes sparkling. "You've never seen anything like it." Slowly but surely, the animals began to join Leo on his nightly stargazing adventures. They marveled at the constellations Leo pointed out and gasped in awe at shooting stars streaking across the sky. As the seasons changed, Leo learned even more about the night sky. He discovered that the moon changed shape throughout the month and that different constellations appeared during different times of the year. Leo's passion for the stars inspired the whole forest. Soon, animals from all over were coming to the tall oak tree to learn about the wonders above. Even the daytime creatures, like the butterflies and the bees, would stay up late just to catch a glimpse of the starry sky. One special night, as Leo sat surrounded by his friends, a spectacular meteor shower lit up the sky. Gasps of wonder and delight filled the air as streaks of light danced across the heavens. "Look," cried a young rabbit. "The stars are falling." Leo smiled and shook his head. "They're not falling," he explained gently. "They're shooting across the sky to remind us that even in the darkest night, there's always light and beauty to be found." From that day forward, the forest animals never looked at the night the same way again. And it was all thanks to Leo, the curious little squirrel who had discovered the stars. As for Leo, he continued to learn and share his knowledge, always reminding his friends that sometimes the most wonderful discoveries are right above our heads. We just need to remember to look up. And so, dear children, the next time you gaze up at the night sky, think of Leo the squirrel and remember that there's a whole universe of wonder waiting to be discovered. All you need is curiosity and an open heart, sweet dreams and starry nights.